know it.
Mm. Okay. What about the kind that flies around at night and bites you? Doesn't really sting, it just bites you.
That's a mosquito.
Okay. And there's a kind of small insect that gets into your skin, that burrows into your skin, raises a kind of well. Red bug?
Yeah, red bug. No.
Okay.
Just a little thing.
Yeah. You ever hear them called anything else?
Just a red bug.
Sugar maybe?
Sugar bug or something like that, yeah.
Okay. And then there's a little kind of insect that hops around the grass in the summertime.
Creep.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Creeping and
grasshopper?
Oh, yeah, the grasshopper.
Okay. And then if you go into a house, the thing you might find stretched up in the corner. Okay. And you call it a spider web? Okay, would you ever call it anything else?
No.
Cobweb?
No.
Okay. Let's say it was outside and it was stretched across the grass.
I'll call it something.
Okay. Or if it were between two trees?
No, I'll call it
something. Okay. The part of a tree that's underneath the ground is the
root.
Okay. And let me see. The kind of tree that George Washington cut down, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
what a chair, yeah.
It was a chair. Okay. If you go out in the woods, the kind of thing you rub against, it's got three leaves, and if you rub against it, it'll cause a rash.
Yeah. I call it poison oak. It might be a...
Okay. Poison ivy?
Poison ivy, yeah. It got me about two or three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a kind of berry you can get out in the woods. Not a strawberry, but sort of like a blackberry. It's a little round thing like this, and it's got a rough surface.
Yeah, we call it a bullet with a scuffing iron or mustard gun.
Huh.
What you call it? Scuffing iron. A mustard gun. A mustard gun is a white bear.
Uh-huh.
You get it right like that. A mustard gun is turned dark. We call them bullet dogs down there.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you might say that if you go out in the woods, some berries are good to eat, but others are not good to eat. And if you eat them, they could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You say they're. They could kill you because they're.
Poison.
Yeah, okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I have to ask my...
Oh.
Okay. And if a man would say, I have to ask my...
My wife.
Okay. You ever hear those other words used for that?
My children.
My old lady or my old man and things like that?
No.
My man.
Not since I've been married.
Okay. A woman who's lost her husband, that's called a...
Widow.
Okay. What about if her husband's just left her?
Just left?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
Unlucky, I guess. Okay. Let me see. The man whose son you are is called your... The man whose son you are, that's called your... That's your father?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the common term you would use for your father, what would you use there?
My old man, dad, or something
like that. Dad? Would you say dad to him, or would you say daddy, or what?
I would say daddy.
Daddy?
Yeah.
What about your mother?
My